it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I did not have the keen sense to know when the sound of silence changed. I was in the student's washroom after the big game, which we had just won, and the excitement made me numb. Sheer thrill had overcome me, even as palpable as the drizzling downpour of water from the shower above my head, which washed the lather from my skin. Despite the running water, I could still make out the muffled sound of the girls in the auditorium celebrating the victory. We were going to be in the National College Finals, I mused, and it was all because of me. I flushed with pride at what I had done, but it evaporated just as quickly. I could not afford to be so happy, not with him there. The vision of his eyes so sinfully coasting my body as I played on the court made me uneasy. I shut my eyes to catch the vision of his face from my memory, but it was futile. His heavy green eyes were all I could see, no matter how much I resisted it. His eyes insisted on taking something from me when he watched me play. The quandary was a difficult one for me, and I had made up my mind that I would not play for the team after the semester. My mind wandered to the thought of his lips and how they had softly parted when he spoke to me the evening after our win. I could sense his eagerness, long suppressed from watching me when he spoke. "Nice game. You should let someone help you shower the sweat off. It's all you deserve after such an intense game," he had suggested. And I had creased in embarrassment for myself and for him. I could not afford to dampen the wind, so I had simply walked away from him without speaking. How could he think it was possible? I wondered to myself as I scrubbed the soap on my skin even harder to wash his eyes off me. He was my college lecturer, and the thought of us being inappropriate was more than I could handle. The dirty leer in his eyes when he referred to me made me queasy. I turned over in the shower and allowed the water to run over my body. He seemed frantic when he had spoken to me, but I did not think it worth the risk for him. Yet I had decided to bathe on my own since he had said the words to me. I sulked and leaned onto the wall in exhaustion when I sensed I could not take his eyes off of me with the soap. I still scrubbed when I sensed the door to the bathroom squeak slightly. My stomach tightened at once. I had made sure to lock the main door and my private washroom door. "Huh? Who's there?" I queried. The water sprinkling around me numbed my skin and the pattering noises drowned out my hearing. I leaned out of the way of the water. It had to be one of the girls, I had hoped. Silence. The lights went off and then came back on without flickering. Gasp. I sensed I was all alone, and this caused the quietness to deepen. A cold shiver ran up my spine as the water beat down my back. The sensitive aura of someone else or something being in the same washroom as me made me uneasy. I washed the lather off my face slowly, and yet again, and with more certainty, I saw the handle of the door move. I knew for certain I was not alone, and my mind spun. The soap fell from my grip and onto the floor. I blanched and immediately reached to the wall where I had hung my towel. I wrapped it around my chest quickly and tucked it tightly in place. The door hinge moved and the door opened. There he was, Mr. Dowling. The spittle in my mouth dried up. "I mentioned that you'd need a bath after such a good game. Did you not think it would be polite to oblige me?" he asked. his eyes unmoving. I clutched the towel around my chest and eased myself against the wall in desperate need to escape the wild horror of being in the same enclosure with him. My breath became labored, and my heart worked twice as hard. His eyes portrayed urgency and lust. I looked past him, and sure enough, the main door was still locked by my own hands, because I had intended to keep him out. "Never mind. I was in here before you came in." He hinted on how he had established his raunchy intent. "And the issue of the lights? Tricky, but it's good to see you so white with fear. Makes this rendezvous more exciting." He leaned into the washroom with me. A small coupe could contain no more than two people at a time without a struggle, and he placed himself between me and the door. He placed his hand on my chest and squeezed my breast tenderly. "Please don't hurt me," I cried, even as my face was already hot from the utter dread of heavy presence. He was a burly man with a strong physique, standing between me and the door. I knew what my chances were. "I will hurt you if I have to, or else you'd be out there with my name on your lips," he whispered, and jacked out a small penknife from his pocket. "Nobody's coming to save you. You let me bathe you, and all of this is gonna be easy." My life flashed before my eyes in bright sparks when he pressed the knife against my throat. I could scarcely breathe, and my entire body was numb from a rush of sensations. He moved his hands across my chest and down my back. When his hands landed on my ass cheeks, he squeezed it lightly. His knife also pressed against my throat. It froze in fear for my life. "Good girl," he said into my ears. I was stiff, and my muscles turned rigid in my body. A loud shriek for help tugged on my throat, but common sense in the shape of an odd salivary ball wrestled it up and down the canal of my throat. Small details of my life seeped into my vision as I waited out the terror of Mr. Dowling's intent. I exhaled and gasped as tears dropped down the side of my face. "Don't cry. Save your tears," he said, and moved closer to wipe it off. He stepped to my side and stepped onto the bar of soap, which I'd inadvertently dropped on the floor. Mr. Dowling slipped and landed face first on the floor. The world seemed to stop for a moment as I inhaled deeply and sharply. I struggled to reconcile all that had happened in the matter of minutes, and my own salvation occurred to me. "Help me!" I cried as I raced out of the washroom.
Too scared to subscribe?
I sat at the desk with my head on the table. The classroom buzzed with noise, but I shut it all out with the music that banged into my ears. I wouldn't be in this lousy school in this little town if my parents hadn't died 2 weeks ago. An arsonist had set fire to the house, and I was just lucky to have been in a sleepover. I had to move to my uncle's house after the funeral. It was my first day at a new school, and homeroom was as horrible as any grade 11 homeroom could be. I listened to heavy music to avoid conversation. I was lost in the sounds when I felt a tap on my shoulder. I looked up to see a man staring down at me with a grin as wide as SpongeBob's. I took out my earpiece and looked around. Everyone was staring at me. Some chuckled and some smirked. I was probably in some kind of trouble. "You must be Jody," the weird man said, and I affirmed his assumption. He introduced himself as Mr. Gregg before introducing me to the whole class. I survived homeroom without any unnecessary conversation and attended all my classes. Never mind that my mind was anywhere but the classroom. I had chemistry towards the end of the day, and the teacher was Mr. Gregg. He explained chemistry like a child showing off his toys and kept staring at me on the occasion. Classes were over, and I returned to my homeroom. Mr. Gregg addressed all of us when he dismissed us, but he told me to wait behind. It was all silence from there.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
My classmates quietly walked out of the class as they whispered to themselves. Mr. Gregg took a chair and sat in front of my desk. I heard you lost your parents, he began in a sympathetic tone. Several years ago, I also lost mine. I'm here if you ever need someone to talk to. I only nodded my head in response. I didn't feel like talking to anyone. I expected him to dismiss me, but he sat there, weirdly staring at me. I tapped the table nervously and he seemed to snap out of whatever was on his mind. He rose from his chair and then dismissed me. I hurried out of the class and headed home. I got to my uncle's house, but no one was home. I had been given a key, so I just let myself in. My uncle and my aunt didn't have any kids, so I was alone in this little house. I heard the doorbell ring. I ignored it at first, but the person insisted and rang it again, so I left my room to open the door. A tall brunette was standing at the door with a smile on her face. Hi, I'm Sarah, your next door neighbor. Can I come in? Sure, I responded with a cracked voice. I had lost my voice after crying so much the past previous weeks. After talking with Sarah for a minute, it turned out that Sarah was actually in my homeroom, and she remembered my face because she saw me arrive at my uncle's house. She had a warm personality. She told me a lot about the town, but left me with a warning about Mr. Gregg. He was a weirdo. The next week, we went on a class trip, and I wound up getting lost. I tried to find my way back, but it felt like I was walking in circles. Sarah called me and said that the bus was about to leave me behind. Mr. Gregg found out that I was lost and decided to search for me. He found me staring at a lake of crocodiles and stood next to me. They are beautiful, aren't they? He whispered, and I nodded in agreement, awkwardly. We stood there for a few seconds and his hands brushed mine. I turned to him with raised eyebrows, and then he held my hands. Let's go meet the others. He smiled. I shook and released my hands from his grasp. He didn't look too happy. He walked ahead and I followed him from a safe distance. We finally made it back to the bus and I was forced to sit next to Mr. Gregg. He kept moving uncomfortably close to me and I had to endure that the entire drive. He told me that I had to give him his number when we got back to the school, just in case I got lost again on a trip. From that night, he began to send texts to me about how beautiful I was. He told me I reminded him of his dead mother. He said I had lovely eyes. We began to talk about what it felt like to lose our parents and, well, I began to trust him. Eventually, he began to act creepy. He stared at me during classes and always found ways to be close to me. I was uncomfortable and I was getting scared. I texted him one night and told him how uncomfortable he made me feel. He promised that he would stop. He said that I was the only person he spoke to and, well, honestly, I felt pity for him. I had been in the school for 2 months and I gradually began to open up to the people around me. I still wasn't my usual self, but I was improving. Mr. Gregg and I were still friends. He invited me to a get-together he was hosting for a couple students. He said it was a good opportunity for me to get closer to my classmates. I agreed and told my uncle about it. He was just happy to see me with a social life. I got to Mr. Gregg's house that Saturday evening. It was a dark bungalow in a deserted area. I was feeling uneasy about it, so I texted Sarah the address and told her about the get-together. I pressed the doorbell, and Mr. Gregg opened the door. He was wearing a gray t-shirt with black pants and greeted me with a smile. He let me in, and I looked around. I must have arrived early because no one else was in the house. "Where is everyone?" I asked, and he told me that they were all coming. He offered me a seat and went to his kitchen to retrieve a glass of juice. He sat down next to me when he returned. He moved closer as I took the juice. Our arms touched, and the hairs on my body stood up. I slowly moved away and hoped that the other people would arrive soon. "You're really pretty, Jody. You know that?" Mr. Gregg said softly as he moved close to me again. I tried to move my body, but it wouldn't budge. My eyes began to turn, and I felt dizzy. Mr. Gregg took the glass from my hands before I sipped. He chuckled. My phone kept ringing in the background, and he caressed my face and whispered into my ears, "I love you, Jody. I love you very much." I tried to protest, but I couldn't. Tears started to stream down my face. What was he going to do to me? He carried me gently and took me down into his basement. The room was filled with pictures of me. Many pictures. On my way home from school, at the park, in my room. I was extremely scared. He tied me to a chair and brought out a knife. Was I going to meet my parents? Is this how it all ends? The next thing he did shook me to his core. He started cutting into his own chest. "I love you, Josie. I love you. Once I have your name on my heart, you too shall have the same. This way we'll be together forever, no matter what." Suddenly, the doorbell rang. He cursed and left me down in the basement. I wish I could have shouted for help, but I was helpless. I heard nothing for a few minutes until boots were heard coming down the stairs. I saw uniforms. It was the police. I was untied and taken to an ambulance where Sarah, my uncle, and his wife were waiting for me with fear in their eyes. Mr. Gregg was arrested. I told them that the get-together was a sham. She told my uncle about it and they tried to call me. When I didn't answer, they informed the police. I should have trusted Mr. Gregg. He was nothing but a creep and a pervert.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.